Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. In this series, Pastor Rick takes an in-depth look at God's provision for you, from His constant presence to His purpose for your life and His preparation for a place for you in heaven. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the complete audio for this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's teaching. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called, What Kind of Father is God?
The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17, verse 27, the verse on the back of your outline, God did this so that people would reach out for Him and find Him, since He is not far from each of us. God wants you to find Him. God wants you to know Him. God wants you to have a relationship with Him, so He is not far off. He is a close Father. Many of you grew up with absentee fathers. Your father was never around. He was never home. Maybe he was always off on some important trip. Maybe he was always off with a business deal. Maybe he was just hanging out with the guys. But he was never around when you were growing up. And when he was at home, he was distant and aloof, hiding behind a newspaper. And really, for some of you, your father was a non-entity. He just did not make that big of an impact. Kids growing up with absentee parents have a hard time getting to know God, for one thing. God, our Heavenly Father, is a close Father. He is not detached. He is not aloof. And that's why you can get to know Him. Let me give you three good news truths about God. Number one, God is never too busy for me. Your parents may be too busy for you. You may be too busy for your kids. But God is never too busy for you. When you pray, God does not say, not now, son. When you come and talk to God about something, you say, honey, can we do this a little bit later? Mommy's busy right now. Some other time. Mommy's got to finish this. Daddy's got to go to work. We'll see you later. No, God is never too busy for you. He never turns away. He's with you every single day. It's interesting. I read this article this week in Newsweek about Nathan Meyervold. Do you know who he is? Nathan Meyervold is the chief technology officer for Microsoft. He's worth well over $250 million, and if he'd stayed with the organization, he'd be worth more than that. He is, quote, Bill Gates' favorite geek, end quote. However, last week, Meyervold shocked the entire industry when at 39 years old, he announced that he was taking a year-long sabbatical to make time for his family. He said, quote, I've just been too busy for my family. Too busy for my family. And so he's walking away as the chief technology officer of Microsoft to go spend time with his twins who are 10-year-old boys. That is unheard of in our society today. Where are the people who have those kind of values who say, I want to be close to my kids rather than make another dollar? You're only going to have your kids for a certain season of time, likely an 18-year window, and then they're gone. Then you've got the rest of your life. So what are you going to do? You need to make time for them. Why? God is a model. He is not too busy for you. He's never too busy. You can come to Him anytime. Number two, God loves to meet my needs because He's a close Father. Matthew 7, verse 11 says this, If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Now get this. God says, if you, being an imperfect parent, love to give good gifts to your kids, what do you think a perfect parent like your Heavenly Father wants to do? I mean, I am selfish a lot of the times. I'm self-centered. I think of my needs, but I still, as a parent, love to give to my kids. I love to meet their needs. I really do. And if I, with my own mixed motives, love to do that, how much more does God want to meet your needs? He is the perfect Father. We saw that verse in Philippians 4:19. It says, My God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory with Christ Jesus. Number three, we know that He is sympathetic to my hurts. He's never too busy. He loves to meet my needs, and He's sympathetic to my hurts. When I come to God with my pain, God doesn't say, oh, come on, get over it. You know, put a smile on your face. That's just an easy little thing. Just get a Band-Aid. If you've had a tough week, God understands. Look at this verse. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. I have no doubt that in a crowd this size here today, somebody's got a broken heart. Somebody had their heart broken this week. Some of you feel crushed in spirit. What do? Turn to God. He is sympathetic to your hurt. He loves to meet your needs, and he's never too busy for you. He wants to help you out. He's your Heavenly Father. Did you know that the word that Jesus used for Father in Aramaic is the word Abba, A-B-B-A, Abba. Now, Abba is not a Swedish rock group. If you laughed at that, you just told me your age. Because no baby buster would ever laugh at that joke. Abba is the first word that every Middle Eastern child learns. It means daddy, papa, mama, dada, Abba. It's the very first word a baby learns in the Middle East. If you've ever been to Israel, like I have, or any Middle Eastern country, little Arab kids run around all the time going, Abba, Abba, Abba. It means daddy. It is the ultimate term of endearment, of closeness, of family. There's no barrier between a little baby and a father. It's just Abba, daddy. Nothing is sweeter to my ears than when I open the door to my home, I walk in, and my three kids will say, it's daddy. Now, folks, that still turns my crank. I mean, I still get excited when my kids go, it's daddy. It's a term of endearment. You know, if I were to walk in the door to my house and my kids were to come up to me and say, oh, thou most holy procreator of the Warren family, thou who so sovereignly bestows our allowance upon us, we beseech thee for a bountiful blessing of cash that we may goeth to the movies. I'd be going, huh? Hello? You know, yeah, baby. You know, I'm going, what? What are you saying? You know, God doesn't want you to talk to him like that. You know what I like? I like my kids to come up, hi, Dad. Give me a kiss on the cheek. Can I borrow the key, car, so the, you know, keys of the car? Love you. Gotta go. You know, I'd rather have that than this ritualistic talk. God says, when you come and talk to him, you're to say, Daddy, Papa, Abba. Now, my guess is most of you in this room do not have that kind of intimate relationship with God. You would feel very uncomfortable calling God Papa, Dada. But that's the way God wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to have such an intimate, close relationship that you're just cuddled up in his arms and say, Dad, here's my problem. Dad, here's my problem. Dad, here's my hurt. Here's my need. Here's what happened this week. You know what I'm thinking, Father. And you just share to him in a heart-to-heart basis with no fluff, no ritual, no these and thous, just daughter to daddy and son to daddy and personal explanation. Why? Because God is a close father. But not only that. He's caring, he's consistent, he's close. And number four, the Bible says God is a competent father. He's competent. He can handle any problem you give him. Nothing is beyond his ability. Nothing is beyond his resources. I mean, I heard two school kids the other day bragging on the schoolyard. One said, my daddy can beat your daddy. And the other kid goes, big deal, so can my mom. But let me say this. Nobody can beat up your Heavenly Father. Nobody. The Bible says in Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. He can handle it all because he is competent. I'll never get over the fact of what my kids thought I could fix when they were growing up. They thought I could fix the weather. They thought I could fix TV shows that they had missed and bring them back. They thought I could put heads of decapitated dolls back together. And on and on. And as a father, you know, my kids thought that I knew everything, could fix anything, and could afford everything. But I couldn't. When you're growing up, you think your dad is Superman. As a little kid, you think, my daddy can do anything. But as you grow older, you realize that your father had limits to his resources when it came to allowance, and there were limits to his wisdom when it came to advice. And sometimes he was just guessing, giving it the best guess. But your Heavenly Father really can do anything.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close our time together. But first, how would you like to be able to take these great messages with you wherever you go? The gym, work, shopping, vacation, anywhere you want. Well, Pastor Rick wants to make that happen for you. That's why he's asked us to offer this 7-message audio series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs when you support this ministry with a financial gift. We'll send them to you on your choice of CD, USB flash drive, or by downloadable MP3. You'll get everything you hear on the broadcast, as well as the portions we just didn't have time for. And when you sign up for convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Did you know that you were made for a mission? You were. In fact, God gave you unique talents and experiences so that you can help other people. If you want to learn how to share the hope of Jesus while tackling some of the biggest needs in today's society, join Pastor Rick Warren at the very first Made for a Mission conference. It's happening October 1st through 3rd at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. At this conference, we'll help you figure out what God shaped you to do and show you how to do it. Whether it's helping vulnerable children find families, promoting reconciliation, or tackling poverty, you'll get the tools you need to change your community and your world. This is not just an inspirational conference. You'll walk away with real skills to start making an impact. For more information and to register, visit madeformission.church. Again, that's madeformission.church.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Arabic. Isn't that great? We have over an entire year of Arabic devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Arabic, please email me right now, and I'll send you the link to sign up. Email me, rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. God bless you.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened. Once again, here's Rick.
The Bible says in Luke 1:37, "For nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. He can handle it all because he is competent. I'll never get over the fact of what my kids thought I could fix when they were growing up. They thought I could fix the weather. They thought I could fix TV shows that they had missed and bring them back. They thought I could put heads of decapitated dolls back together, and on and on. And as a father, you know, my kids thought that I knew everything, could fix anything, and could afford everything. But I couldn't. When you're growing up, you think your dad is Superman. As a little kid, you think, my daddy can do anything. But as you grow older, you realize that your father had limits to his resources when it came to allowance, and there were limits to his wisdom when it came to advice. And sometimes he was just guessing, giving it the best guess. But your Heavenly Father really can do anything. He can do anything. Nothing is impossible with God. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers and desires and thoughts or hopes. God says, think of the biggest dream for your life. I can top that. Think of the biggest goal for your life. I can beat that. Think of the biggest problem you think you'll ever come up against. I can solve it. Think of the biggest hurt you'll ever had. I can soothe it. God says, I can handle it all, and I am your Heavenly Father, and I'm close and caring and competent, and I'm consistent, and if you'll trust me, things will go a whole lot better in your life. So here's my question for you. What have you been doubting that God could handle? That situation that you're in right now, that you're all stressed out about because you think, well, I don't think God can handle this. I need to do this one. I'm going to have to manipulate behind the scenes. I'm going to have to politic for that job at work. I'm going to have to pull ends and cut corners and, you know, streamline things and be a little deceptive here or there. And I've got to work extra hours and make this happen because I don't think God can handle this problem. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? That you can handle something that God can't? God can handle anything. You need to drop it into his arms and let him handle it. The bottom line is this. God can take care of his children. And he does when we trust him. Because he's caring, he's consistent, he's close, and he's competent. He takes care of his children. Now, the obvious logical question then is everybody a child of God? Will God take care of everybody's needs? Is God the Father of everyone? The answer is yes and no. If you mean, did God create everybody? Yes. If you mean, does God love everybody? Absolutely. If you mean, does God have a plan and purpose for every person who's on this face of this planet? Absolutely. God is the Father of everyone in that sense. But it takes more than birth to be a father. It takes a relationship. Many of you were, or at least some of you were probably birthed by men you never met. And they are your father by creation, but they are not your father by relationship. And you miss it. And you long for it. And you wish you had that relationship. And God says, I have created everyone, but not everybody's my child unless they have a relationship with me. And you are not in the family of God. You were created by God, but you are not in the family of God until you choose to become a part of it. That's a choice you can make today. How do I become a part of the family of God? How do I become a child of God? How do I get God to be my Heavenly Father? Look at the Bible, what the Bible says. John 14, verse 6 and 7, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. Jesus said, that's why I came to earth, to show you the Father, and so you can get to know God. Galatians 3:26. We are the children of God through being religious. That's not what it says. We are the children of God by going to church. No. We are the children of God by keeping the Ten Commandments. No. We are the children of God, read it with me, through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way you get into God's family. Children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now look up here. In human terms, there's only two ways you can get into a family. Be born into it or be adopted into it. There is no other way to get into a family. You're either born into it or you're adopted into it. In the Bible, both of those terms are used as explanations of what it means to be a Christian, to be saved, to experience salvation, to become a part of the family of God. By birth, it's called being born again, or by adoption, by being adopted into God's family. 1 Peter 1:3 says, God has given us the privilege of being born again so that we are now members of God's own family. When you were physically born, you were born into the human family. It's called the human race. The only way you get into God's spiritual family is by being spiritually reborn. That's a change that takes place inside of you when Christ comes into your heart. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 in the Bible says this, His unchanging plan, that's God's unchanging plan, has always been to adopt us into His own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And He did this because He wanted to.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, how would you like to be able to take these great messages with you wherever you go? The gym, work, shopping, vacation, anywhere you want. Well, Pastor Rick wants to make that happen for you. That's why he's asked us to offer you this 7-message audio series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send them to you on your choice of CD, USB flash drive, or downloadable MP3. You'll get everything you hear on the broadcast, as well as the portions we didn't have time for. Request yours by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Allison. She recently wrote me to tell how God had saved her from a life of prostitution and used Daily Hope to help her grow as a young Christian. Here's what she wrote. I grew up in an atheist family, and I was taught that people who believe in God are crazy, stupid, and brainwashed. I ended up being a hardcore drug addict for 15 years, and to pay for my habit, I sold my body on the street, and I was homeless. But I found a Bible in a hotel room where I was working, and the Lord radically saved me through His Word. Then an amazing church family embraced me fully and helped me to grow in the Lord. One day, Pastor Rick, I came across your TED Talk on the internet, and I was blown away. So I looked up your website, and I downloaded the Daily Hope app. And I started listening to your sermons every single morning. I then bought the book, A Purpose-Driven Life, on audible.com. I've enjoyed it immensely. I am so blessed to give a monthly donation so you can share your message all over the world. Your Daily Hope messages have meant so much to me in the past year, and I'm just an infant in Christ. I appreciate all the encouragement that I get from listening to you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Allison, I can't thank you enough for writing to me and sharing your story. We live to get these letters, and it's so exciting to hear stories from people like you who have been radically touched and transformed by the message of hope through Daily Hope. And I appreciate you giving a monthly donation. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, that we can pass this good news of hope on to others. I just want you to know that I'm going to be praying that God continues to use you in the lives of other people and to use Daily Hope to help you grow more like Jesus. God bless you, Allison.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.